UPAD, the UK's largest online letting agent, asked questions about their landlord's rental business. To reflect their findings, here's James Davis, CEO. The combination of rising house prices, longer-term tenants, and an improving economic outlook, though, has determined that actually rents that you might think are going up at the moment just aren't. Why is that?
What I think we've got the case of is the fact that there are more and more tenants out there. There's nearly five tenants chasing every single rental property out there, which is great news from a landlord's perspective. However, buyer beware. What we need to do as landlords is to be able to look between those tenants that are going to be okay and those that are going to be really good. And it's important to ask good questions when you're speaking to them over the phone and at the time when you're doing a viewing. Doing your due diligence on who is going to move into your property is more important than ever before.
Now, what about the average property rental? Has it gone up over the last 12 months? Some people might be saying if it's ended around the summer when the market was quiet, even might find that some of their rents have gone down.
Indeed. What we are seeing is more people are feeling more confident about the overall letting space. So people are happy about things. But I think what people are doing increasingly, about 60-odd% of our customer base, are saying they're happy to leave rents where they are rather than increase them. And just conscious of the fact that people's wages aren't increasing, and is it being too greedy by pushing things up? Probably. And just happy with what they've got. And going for the good tenants that are paying on time outweighs maximising any rental opportunity.
Now, something that reflected very well on your business was that your UPAD landlords are subject to less rent arrears than the wider marketplace.
Indeed. About 20% or just under 20% of our customer base have had arrears over the last 12 months, which is about half of the national average. My key takeaway from this is landlords, we've got to do our due diligence. We've got to read up on the marketplace, read what's happening. We have a very active blog at upad.co.uk. Use that to understand the marketplace better and what sort of questions and due diligence you should be doing when you're letting to tenants and what you should do throughout the tenancy to minimise any voids.
You mentioned briefly before the macroeconomic consequence of the marketplace being that there are just more tenants out there. Checking the quality of those tenants, therefore, is more key. In other words, there's a wider net of people and, a wider quality of punter too.
Yes, quite, Johnny. I think it's more important than ever to ask the right questions before you ask somebody around for a viewing. You might want to ask questions along the lines of when are they looking to move, who will be moving into the property, who will be paying the rent. You want to ask them what their salaries are, their take-home pay. Key caveat is that the rent should be no more than a quarter or a third of somebody's take-home pay. Use questions like that and others that we have on our blog to do your own due diligence before you let a property to new tenants.
James Davis from UPAD, the UK's largest online letting agent. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Johnny.